happy ever you and me. Mongo Lord, it was a Mongo Lord, and it determined what you could see. Mongo Lord, he was a Mongo Lord, one chromosome too many. Mongo Lord, he was a Mongo Lord, and it determined what you could see.
10:05. Let's begin with the Great Divine Director's Call. We'll give the preamble, and then we'll make invocations before the altar, before the decree. Great Divine Director's Call together.
In the name of the Christ, I call to the Great Divine Director's Call, which will come up with the rest of the Bible, and the seed of the Son, and the name of the Christ, and the make of the nation on earth. And I call for the beginning of the light and life, maybe a time one from each of the Abbey, the Obi, the Desire, and I'm going to send back a send to Caracas.
Kenny Loggins, Phil Collins, Fire Incorporated, Olivia Newton-John, and the movie Ghostbusters, and all other individual groups or individual artists who vibrate in consonance with them and with the vibration of the fallen angels and the demons of death and hell from out the bottomless pit. We call forth thy flame now into the plains of Montair and for the full action of the will of God, for the confounding and confuting of these images and this release of the plague of death and hell upon the planetary body. We accept it done now with full power, according to God's holy will, through this our decree.
Now we're going to, at the point I make the call on this, the entire accumulation of what I have here to make calls on, I would like you to run through this video in silence. I'm going to make an invocation. We are going to do 2012. Have you been standing? Would you like to stand for this call? All right, you're welcome to stand. If anyone is not able, don't feel the need to force yourself. So you may stand at this time. I'm going to make an opening invocation, and then we're going to begin this. And when I come to the place where I want to do this insert, it's a long insert. Where the insert begins, you are going to roll this tape.
The preceding brought to you by your station in observance of the 450th anniversary of the Reformation.
Here are guidelines for plonking etiquette when you are on Usenet. Set up accounts with at least four different ISPs. Use each persona to bitch about the others. Send numerous terms of service complaints to the ISPs of everyone on the list. Dilute the number of real posts with your own spamulent flurries. Alienate even people who kind of seem to like your stuff at first. Post numerous threads about how stupid and awful everyone else is and how bad your own life is. Talk about your meds and therapies. Say things so stupid even your 3-year-old niece rolls her eyes if the family lets her anywhere near you, that is. Come in your Hamtaro-themed Dr. Dentons repeatedly over the imaginary furor. Be deluded enough to show up at a Divival in person and let it be known that you are that guy. Get beaten and sodomized repeatedly, pretending you don't like it. Plonk all of your personas but one. Repeat. Thanks.
Stang. See my butt plug, Stang?
Butt plug, Stang. See my butt plug, Stang.
So Bob took some of us along to that giant sex toy store in Oklahoma, intent on buying some naughty birthday apparel for Connie, but in usual Dobbsian fashion, he started giggling like a demented 12-year-old, dry-humping the rubber butts, putting butt plugs on his head like devil horns, and laughing like some mental case, running around the place with crotchless panties over his suit, spitting pasties at everyone, and he finally drank half a bottle of Hotsy McGonagall's Lavender Love Lube and shot the rest on the floor behind him like James Bond's old Aston Martin, making the staff who were chasing him slide all over the place. But as we made our getaway, he gave us all zebra pattern vibrators. So it turned out okay, or at least as okay as it gets when Bob is at the wheel. My God.
Experienced or not, you won't want to miss Gay Rap on Wednesday, March 23rd at 9 p.m. when we'll discuss connecting, sex, love, friendship, and how to get some.
It's just a matter of inserting yourself into the situation. Men cruise men, and an active element of cruising is eye contact.
So, if you haven't been getting what you want, then maybe you haven't been going to the right place. After all, you can't get cherry pie at the hardware store. So, clue in to some down-to-earth strategies for finding out what you want and getting it on Gay Rap this Wednesday at 9 p.m. on...
The Self-Genius Hour of...
I don't mean to insult you, but you know, as a medical doctor, I am trained to think skeptically.
While you're teaching your colon to work right on its own, while you're not using it, clean out your colon. Science-minded researchers all over the world, like myself, are just beginning to uncover the treasure trove your colon has to offer, training your colon to work properly on its own. You see, your colon has muscles that need to be stimulated to stay healthy. Stimulate those muscles. They start working right on their own, the way a snake moves. Now, my program teaches your colon that stuff gets scrunched up and compressed in there, sort of like an accordion. Some people are carrying around an accordion in their colon.
Do you have dry mouth?
I thore do!
It protects your teeth, bites infection, and lubricates your food. But what happens when you run out of saliva?
Help me, I can't talk.
For personal dryness upstairs, it's Salivex.
Wow, I can spit again.
Salivex is more than saliva in a can. Salivex improves consumption efficiency by 50%. No more halfway cures like coating your throat with cooking oil to have that extra piece of cake or bowl of kitty litter.
After a night out, my tongue tasted like carpet. It was embarrassing. Now with Salivex, I can eat a whole box of crackers or lick my life partner's
stamp collection
all night.
It's like having a salivation army in my mouth. Now I can suck a
lollipop
for as long as I want.
Salivex tastes like your own saliva. That's because at Salivex's state-of-the-art production facilities, we use salivation philanthropists who make Salivex all day. Salivex, when it comes to personal dryness upstairs, we're deadly serious.
trees, make a few friends as I breeze through. You know, it's 2 in the morning and the party's still jumping. Because my old lady's at home. The bitches in the living room and getting it all. I ain't leaving till 6 in the morning. What you wanna do? I got a pocket full of rubbers and my homeboys do too. So turn out the lights, shut the doors. But we don't love them whores.
What was it? Where are we? Friends, that was G. Gordon Gordon there at the very end of that thing from X Day, remixed by Asco, aka Soso Dada. Soso Dada put together that whole first 10 minutes of the show. That's really horrible. And it's a great help, though, because yours truly, Reverend Ivan Stang, I'm working on this book, this new book, and like putting in very long days. And so this show, Hour of Slack number 1044, is not a rerun, but it is truly thrown up. Thrown together before Bob's throne, and we will borrow, therefore, some radio synesthesia from WCSB in Cleveland, for instance, and we'll barrage you with Lemurian orality and Norellian preferences, and there will be some live devival recordings from Winter Star of 2006. But first, the Worldwide Message Tribe.
Praise Bob.
Jumping in the house of God. Jump up, jump in the house. Jumping in the house of God. Jumping in the house of God. Jump up, jump in the house. Jumping in the house of God.
Your praise, perhaps, compel righteousness with truth to your soul. Love and faithfulness, yours to own. Those who praise your name gain blessings. We're walking in the light of your presence. Stick up your hands, stick them up, get them up in the air. Raise them up in prayer. Stick up your hands, stick them up, get them up in the air. Raise them up in prayer. You getting busy? You getting busy? Who's in the house?
God's in the house.
I heard you talking about Devo.
Yeah, and Mark Mothersbaugh.
Mark Mothersbaugh, actually. And what made me think of... I was thinking of Devo earlier, because it turns out Disney has bastardized them.
Oh, yeah, Dev 2.0.
What on earth is that? What can you... Do you know anything about that?
Well, it's, you know, the Devo Corporation is a subsidiary of Dobbs Co., and they'll do anything for a buck. So when Disney came to them and said, "How about this? Devo, only it's kids. It's like little kids doing all your great hits. It'll be a whole new audience. And I'll take 15% just for discoverer's fee."
How on earth did Disney come up with that idea?
The important thing is the message of Devo resonates with some of these kids. Because what Devo's basically saying is that everything's full of crap, folks.
It's time to de-evolve.
And getting worse. But... it's kind of like Church of the Subgenius. You're getting screwed every day, but you can learn to enjoy it because some ways are fun.
And now... Finish college. Get all the education possible. This isn't such a smart idea as it may seem. Drop out from college. Don't go back. It's a plain and simple fact. Earn more now. Learn more later.
There was a horse from Custer's Last Harem. In a moment, I'll tell you about an odd way to dress a horse. Persian silk that he couldn't afford. The Hornet, Leonot.
Hey, oh, hey, hey. Hey, oh, hey, hey.
Black Lodge Singers, dear friends. I'm a big fan of that group, the Black Lodge Singers. And now, Lemur, and then Godrex.
Calcium. 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 Calcium helps grown-ups to more vigorous runs.
And now there's calcium.
Calcium helps your runs.
And now there's calcium.
Calcium helps you to enjoy more active runs.
And now there's calcium.
Yes, creamy, smooth, delicious runs.
Calcium.
Cannot hide from J.R. Bob Dobbs cause he's stupider than you. His face has been mimeographed and put up in more places than yours has.
He smokes more pot than you do.
He has more black and white dots on his face than you. You can't hide from this man, J.R. Bob Dobbs cause more people worship him than worship you. You can't run from your own legs. There's not a man or woman in this gathering tonight who can run from their own legs, cause if you run from your own legs, what are you going to use to run away from them with me? You cannot run from your own legs. You cannot
pee your own leg.
You cannot swallow your own throat. You cannot digest your own stomach. You cannot wash soap. You cannot wet water. You cannot run from your own legs.
You cannot hide
from this man, J.R. Bob
Dobbs, cause he's stupider than you.
You can't hide from God, cause he's bigger than you. He's bigger than all reality. Hut, help me somebody. She ain't got no legs. Pull the lever and down you go. My legs are on fire, preacher. You've some help, praise Dobbs. You can't hide from this man, J.R. Bob Dobbs, cause more people worship him than worship you. You cannot
pee your own dick.
You cannot swallow your own throat. You cannot digest your own stomach. You cannot wash soap. You cannot wet water. You cannot run from your own legs.
You cannot
hide from this man, J.R. Bob
Dobbs, cause he's stupider than you.
Praise Bob. Praise Dobbs. Praise Bob. Praise Dobbs. Praise Bob. Praise Dobbs. Praise Bob, praise Dobbs, help me somebody.
That was Godrex. A redone version of a Doctors for Bob song. You can't hide from Bob. This background music, by the way, before I forget, is Ego Plum. You can learn more about that from EbolaMusic.com. Yes. Hey, would you get that?
Hello?
Hello.
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 Hi.
Hi. Oh, I'll call you back, baby.
What? Hello.
Hello, bye.
Hello, bye.
Narcotics, thank you.
Well, she sent her son to Orleans County for Christmas break, and she never got him back. News 8's Ty Chandler reports on one mother's fight to reunite with her child.
This is my son, Cole. And
this is as close as Rachel Bevilacqua can get to the two men in her life these days.
I can't call him on the phone. No. I can't write him a letter. No. I can't send him a present. No. I can't have any personal contact with him at all except during these supervised visits. And it's just so hard to have that wall between us. I mean, he's my baby.
Her baby is actually 10, and he lived with her and her husband in Columbus, Georgia. Her son's father stays in Orleans County, and last December, Rachel put her son on a plane to see him, something she's done many times before. But this time, she wouldn't get him back.
This is the longest we've ever been apart.
Rachel says her ex filed for full custody. She thought that would be an easy fight since she cared for her son Cole his entire life. But Rachel walked out of court, stripped of just about all her parental rights. When Orleans County Judge James Punch learned of her involvement in a satire performance group called the Church of the Subgenius that pokes fun at religious and political groups, court transcripts support her claims.
I've read through the transcript a million times, and he just says it's obvious that I shouldn't have my son. It's obvious.
ACLU Director Barbara DeLeo didn't want to comment on this case directly, but she says there is no getting around the freedom of speech.
It's a very challenging issue to think that because somebody engages in constitutionally protected activity, that there are personal ramifications for it.
Rachel thinks Judge Punch used her to make a political statement.
I'm a good mother, and you can't play games with people's lives like this.
Now, Rachel says she's been allowed to see her son three times this year, all brief supervised visits. We tried to reach Judge Punch previous times, and he refused to comment on this case, and we learned today he is out of town.
So what's next for the mom, Rachel?
Well, her life in Georgia is on hold. She says she's not leaving New York without her son. She'll be back in court next month and in front of a new judge since Judge Punch recused himself last week.
She's got like her child. She's gonna take back her child. She's gonna take back her child.
Winters did that song, and that's about all I know about it. Isn't that strange? I don't know whether that was which. Well, anyway, friends, we thank you. And now back to Radio Synesthesia.
If you want, you can drop me a line. I now have an email address open for all of you out there. You can write to me at sinister@wcsb.org. So, don't spam me, though. If you do, I'll find who you are. I'll find out where you live, I'll find out where your family lives, and I'm not saying anything. I'm not saying anything's going to happen. Anyways, Val, fear from the Vesnius. Before I get myself into trouble, here's somebody who has taken the bait. Hello, you're on the air.
Hi, Dr. Sinister.
Oh, hello, Reverend Stang.
Yeah. I wanted to warn you that I think that the cowboy will be calling about 11 o'clock.
Uh-oh. That this could get interesting.
I guess so. God, that would be great.
You know, it depends on what you mean by interesting, but I don't know. I always find it interesting. You know, we like to keep it surreal up here.
I was just copying over the show in which Reverend Magdalene called in and described her custody problems.
Any news on that?
No, nothing really new. I believe that the judge did let her visit with the child.
Mm-hmm.
Despite her affiliations with Church of the Seventh Genius.
Do we know when her next court date will be?
No.
No,
it's funny, though. I've done sort of other radio talk shows four nights last week in a row, four different radio outlets and podcasts talking about it. A lot of people are really interested in that.
You know, I can't blame them. It's serious stuff. I mean, this is when the big ugly side of civilization can intrude upon the worlds of those of us who like to think we are kind of that we've managed to dodge the uglier sides.
We haven't been caught up in the wheels of the giant machine yet.
Right, but then just like that, it can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
Let this be a lesson to everybody. Don't get too comfortable.
Ready.
Yeah, don't get comfortable. I mean, anything could happen to you at any time. We've got another caller here on the line, 687-3515. Hello, you are with us on the air.
Ahoy. Just ignore me and just go right to another caller.
Oh, yeah, well, there's nobody here.
Oh.
How humble.
Yeah, really. I mean, like, what's the point of calling if you're not going to...
Just to tie up a line so that Bernie doesn't use it.
That's okay. Hey, you know what? It's been a while since I heard from Bernie.
Yeah.
There are certain... I mean, he can get away with a lot on this program that he couldn't get away with anywhere else.
Yeah, you give him a lot of leeway.
I do. There are just certain places where I'm just not going to let him go anymore, though, because he's already said everything he had to say about them.
I'm really surprised that you haven't heard from him. This has been more eccentric people have really been active this week. I think that government rays have increased in power or something, you might say it's been a kook holiday lately.
Anyway,
if you look at alt.slack, it takes about 2 seconds before you go, good Lord, there's way more inmates than doctors now.
Yeah. Hey, can I ask you guys to hold on for just
sure.
a little bit, and I'll be right back. Thank you.
Certainly is.
What's your problem?
No, not at all.
Yeah, that's right. No, nothing. 19598774 15 p.m.
Are you sure?
Let me see. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
Sure.
Sure? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. No. I don't know.
Inspector.
Here is Inspector.
Black.
Inspectors handle their cases quietly, with dignity.
That's their job.
United States Black. Inspector.
Prompt intelligent action like this is a great public service.
United States.
It has all the aspects of a first-class racket.
Confidence rackets, frauds, robberies, and the countless other offenses which constitute crimes against
Black.
United States Black. Inspector will be with you again in just a moment.
Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know much about our government, but somehow just don't add up.
Of course it doesn't add up.
Where?
You know...
I'm only saying this here government of ours...
Putting them behind bars isn't enough. They should be horsewhipped, tarred and feathered, and run out of the country.
And I know exactly how you feel about it.
Just a moment, Mrs. Smith. I'll tell the inspector you're here.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy.
We got a pretty government, haven't we?
Of course we have.
We're ready for business in... Oh, sucker.
Zach. You asked for it. No! You've been doing too much thinking.
I didn't know that. What do you want me to do?
There's no time to lose. Death by electrocution.
Of course I'll do it.
See your nearest postal inspector.
Norel Pref did that, and you can get a lot more of Norel Pref information and MP3s from norelpref.com. And around that you heard and shall always hear the collages of Mr. Fernandinande Lemur.
Madame!
Do you force me to reason with you, madame?
Get away from me!
I am very sorry.
Madame.
Oh, you liked that, did you?
Why?
It's ridiculous.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Then,
madame.
What?
Well, it's a monkey, a real live monkey. Isn't that silly? So watch it. 12-12. Mr. Monkey. Oh, well.
For King Henry II of England, it was always good to be on your toes. All because he could curtsy better than anyone else. In a moment, I'll tell you how Leo VI always ate his queen. Standing up.
Well, number
Number one, number three, number four.
Number five.
Number two.
Oh, Lamont, do you really think so?
Of course, Margot.
On Tuesday, June 15th,
2, 3, 4.
Alan Greenspan sat before a Senate committee.
1, 2, 3.
At the Capitol building in Washington.
Greenspan.
Cuando mi casa solo unos telas se necesita.
And that was a whole bunch of lemur, friends. All those sounds from a doctor or Mr. He's not a doctor or a reverend. He's just Mr. Fernand and Andy Lemur. And all of those sounds are in our new book, The Bibliographon.
To give you more enjoyment, pay more. Yes. See how much more. Millions of dollars more. Millions of dollars more. And that's not all. Yes, pay more.
I think I'll stick to Phil.
Anyway, what was I supposed to talk about? Sex.
Oh, there you
okay.
go.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't remember what I put in that program book, but it doesn't matter because you've already read it in the program book. Something about the tantric temper tantrums and so forth. Cute little thing. Well, okay, you got the concept. We don't need to elaborate on it. Take the ball and run. Actually, I did have some things to say. The Church of the Subgenius is all, it's a sexy cult. The Raelians don't have anything on us. But my real topic was, as far as sex goes, what I wanted to talk about was bragging. Is it more important than the sex? I sometimes think it may be, because I certainly, just because Bob said, just because it happened to you doesn't make it interesting. Now, whereas some can hurt other people's feelings by bragging about who they have done, others can only hurt people's feelings by bragging about who they've declined to do. And so I'm not going to go into any of that. I don't hurt anybody's feelings. But I've actually had people who seem surprised going, sex in the Church of the Subgenius? I thought y'all were a bunch of nerd boys. And no, that was the 1980s Church of the Subgenius. Build it and they will come, you might say. And we started talking about what a sex cult this was and how if you came to our yearly celebration at Brushwood called X Day, no matter how ugly or stupid or lonesome you were, you'd find somebody even uglier and stupider, and you could find your true Yeti mate. And in the realm of sex, somebody said, we stand on the shoulders of giants. But that's not really the way it is. It's more like we're on piggyback on giants. We're humping furiously against the backs of the neck of giants, my friends. We were in San Francisco recently, and there's a pretty strong subgenius thing going there. There's a radio show that's been on for 20 years. But the PC subgeniuses in San Francisco were amazed to hear that out in this part of the country and in Texas, we were having subgenius get-togethers where there were matings and little Getty children were being bred. Breeding true, friends. At the right times, according to the Bob and Connie Almanac. You know, you have to do these things exactly on a timetable.
And some, they're, like I say, they're in San Francisco, so they're kind of PC, and it is all, the girls got completely bored with them. But they were kind of upset because we preached that you should recruit people from other religions by using sex. That was the Children of God used to do that. Remember them? I think they've changed their name and moved from country to country. We haven't done that yet because we haven't gotten caught. Although we're getting close, and we'll tell you more about that later. You see, friends, and one of the many, many scientific beliefs in the Church of the Subgenius is that the true subgeniuses are descended from the Yeti of the Himalaya, the Sasquatch, the Bigfoot, and so forth. And we've fallen very far from our pureblood Yeti ancestors, as we call them, watered down from the one true family of the Yeti, because there weren't that many of them. They were all related. That's why we say ancestors. Their names were Smith, by the way. That's why there's so many Smiths around. So we tell our minions, that's it, minions, I like that word, the believers and the disbelievers and mockers that fill our pews, the pew packers. We basically go, look, okay, as far as sex goes, go ahead and use the humans. Use them, but don't miscegenate. Don't get one pregnant, and don't get impregnated by one, boys. You don't want to produce a half-subgenius, half-human thing. The half-breed is such a lonely creature. I feel so sorry for the one penis. My heart goes out to them, especially the female. But Bob taught that, you know, the some of our rival cults and our beloved fellow new wage religions talk about a laid-back, ohm-chanting universe. According to Bob, it's a squirting universe, friends, an oozing and squirting universe that's always trying to procreate, even if it's just trying to procreate trouble. It must squirt. And Bob is the squirt essence, you might say, a balance of unbalanced forces. It's the exact science of random chaos. That's very popular these days. You don't have to know much math to do that. Other cults talk about, Wilhelm Reich and his orgone accumulators, where, you know, if you could sit in a box and it would sharpen you up or something like that. Well, that's a silly superstition based on orgasmonic radiation, which is created whenever mutants such as ourselves have sex, not for procreation, but just for fun. In fact, it can mess up the orgasmonic radiation if somebody's getting pregnant. So natural and unnatural do not even enter into the question of subgenius sex. We do not care if it's boy, girl, human, subgenius. As long as you're not making little babies, we don't care what species it is, friends. The only thing that enters into it is fun. And regardless of what's being entered into. So, Bob, I'm not going to do any demonstrations so you can wrap. Bob prophesied the third sex, that there would be a third sex. And all of our ads, if you look through the little pamphlet, says, have intercourse with a beautiful live girl or damn near anything else. But Bob didn't say it had to be an earth woman. If you can show me somewhere in Book of the Subgenius where Bob said it had to be anything from this planet. That's why we await the Alien Kama Sutra. On X Day, July 5th, 1998, which is yet to come, by the way, we don't really know what year this is. We don't even know what planet this is. I know which one it's not, but maybe we shouldn't get into that yet. On July 5th, 1998, Bob prophesied the aliens will come and rupture up the dues-paying, believing subgeniuses and smite all the normals and disbelievers, which at this point is most of the Earth. So we've got all the elements that you expect in a major world religion. Punishment of disbelievers, that's number one. It's not that, look, we don't love Bob so much. The whole thing is we love the idea of everybody else burning in hell. It's just like any religion. But it's not all sex, friends. Sometimes it's love. And as the great subgenius Nenslow said, in every relationship, there's one mean person and one nice person. If you want them to be the nice person, you have to be the mean person. That may explain the behavior of some of your friends and loved ones. Anyway, so enough of this sex. That's boring. Nobody cares about that.
That's tedious. The tedious sex talk from Winter Star of 2006, sponsored by ACE of Cleveland, Association of Consciousness Exploration. That's rosencomet.com. And I should mention that Text Day is coming up at the High Rock Ranch outside of Austin, Texas, on May 7th. They shall be lifted up there, friends. And you can find information about those kinds of things at subgenius.com. Text Day. You can see pictures from last time. Bob will be there, I've been told. Bob will be at Text Day. And here to talk about Bob is, singing about Bob is Artemia Salina.
You know here of Subgenius Smut Network? Not all smut on Electric Picture Box. Bob makes search for rare bits. You think sweaty pick of Connie's Netherbeak just fall from sky? Doomass, you even paid up? Pull over side of Van Allen Belt. Show official saucer license, infidel.
Hell Pope Huey did that. Yes, Hell Pope Huey. And you can download more Hell Pope Huey from this URL I'm about to give you. www.beatfactory. That's beat-factory. beat-factory.net/Hell Pope. This is Hour of Slack number 1044, originating at subgenius.com, also at P.O. Box 181 4417, Cleveland Heights, Ohio, 44118. And now and then, time control.
I think probably what they'll do is just lay down a kind of a gas that'll put everybody to sleep in a state of suspended in animation for a long enough period of time to do what they want to do. And then they'll figure out what to do or not with us.
As if they hadn't already done that since World War II, Dave.
Do you realize that time could stop?
I know. I've been breathing the same air.
For the equivalent of thousands of years. I mean, of course, that would have no meaning whatsoever.
We're just saying that there's a... I'm saying
nobody would ever know
the difference. There's a juncture date that might be more explosive if we don't keep our... feet down there where they're supposed to be.
How many times have the aliens stopped time on us?
Right, if they stop it just for what we would call a fraction of a second at a time, we'd hardly notice.
No, I mean, if they stop time for like, a million years at a time, or what would feel like a million years at a time to us, we'd never know the difference because everything would stop and it would just come right back on just like that.
That's happened every time I took the other half.
That's what will happen.
Hey, anyway.
I got a question for Reverend Stang. Is the Bob Newhart show part of the conspiracy or part of the sub-genie because they use the word Bob so much?
Well, Bob is the most common name in the English language, and every single time you hear it, it doesn't necessarily mean something cosmic.
I mean, we even have a Bob here.
In the case of the Bob Newhart show, every time you heard the word Bob on that show, you're supposed to take a big slug of your beer.
Can I tell you something that just happened to me? I had to do an interview with a person in a normal job environment, and she kept referring to me as Bob. And I was getting paranoid, thinking that maybe she'd been cruising the internet and confusing me with this person somehow or something. I don't know, or just I don't know how I thought that or something. And, I said, no, my name is Dave for the 15th time. And she said, but you look like a Bob. And I said, well, what's wrong with looking like a Dave? And she went into this long description about Bobs and how they look so wonderful and how they're so trusting looking and nice and friendly, and Daves aren't.
Boy, is she all mixed up.
No kidding. I was going to say. what's her name now?
She's... a lady.
I'll tell her my name is Bob, and she'll say, oh, you look like a Bob. You're so trustworthy looking.
She'd say you look like a Doug.
Twiddling that mustache and so forth, and I can sell her something.
I think she was a willful person who couldn't get names straight, and so she invented this lie of, well, Bobs are wonderful.
Right, she heard you. You know how a one-syllable name, I mean, she just got up between Bob and your real name, Dan. She can't help it. She just gets confused. Some people are that way, Dan.
PR here. We don't understand the news. We just break the news.
That sounds great.
So don't learn why it happened.
PR. PR is reclaiming drugs and alcohol.org.
PR.
And crime.
PR news.
Hello, I'm John Walters, Director of National Drug Control Policy. Thank you for using drugs today. We are pleased to offer this new service as a way of providing you with the latest drugs. With this new service, you will be able to download drugs. President Bush and I are pushing drug use in America. This is encouraging news. In fact, we depend on citizens like you using drugs today. Visit www.whitehousedrugactivists.gov.
No, please! Please, 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 please!
Bundle of dirty clothes. It's Homo sapiens.
Jaw-dropping, heart-stopping, stopping, spin your head six ways from Sunday.
A place called South Vietnam. South Vietnam. There isn't even supposed to be a war going on there. It's a laugh.
Get out of here.
For more info.
Soothing massage. Free.
Free.
Call. Free. Free information. Absolutely free.
Free. Call now.
Pip. But I don't understand. I really don't understand. No man ever loved a boy any more than I love you. There isn't any language.
You can't go away from me now. Away from me now. Pip.
Norrell Pref did that compressed Twilight Zone. And now, a Bob song by Lee Murr. In fact, this is Bob song number 1013. Praise Bob.
La pintura de Francis, ¿cómo la ves?
I happen to be a narcotics agent for the British Crown.
Ah.
Yeah?
I happen to know I'm here.
Yeah? Posing as dope.
Well, that's an interesting theory. Go on. I happen to know. I'm sure I don't know.
Yabba dabba dub, yabba dabba dub, ah!